Bezos Hashem is Bare. Today's daf is Chavav in Maseches Shabbos, the 88th daf in Shas. We pick up four lines from the bottom on Chav He Amabez. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Amar, Eim Adlikin Bitzri. Of course, our sugya has been talking about the types of oils that are acceptable to be used on Shabbos. The primary reason that there are many oils that are prohibited, the Gemara told us on Daf Chaf Beis, was because you might come to tilt the candle, Chaf Aleph, actually, in Rashi, Dibra Maschil, She'enim Shachim, that one's going to come to tilt the candle and be over Mavir if there's more oil that now comes into the candle. Our Gemara is going to discuss the opposite type of concern. Tanya Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, Ein Madlikin B'Tzri. Tzri is a type of sap that is used for fuel, and it also is used as a balm, as a type of oil for one's skin. Why? My time, what's the reason? It's Elazar Omer Rava. Rava gives the following reason. Miterech Sherechoi Noidev. Because its smell is very powerful. Gzeira Shemi Stapik Menu. Someone will say, oh, you've got Tzri, and he's going to take a little bit of Tzri to put on his skin. The reason is also that Tosefta tells us that just like we saw before, that we're afraid that someone's going to tilt the Ner and be over the Isra Mavir, so too, it's possible to be over the inverse of Mavir, and that is Mechabe, extinguishing by taking away oil from the candle. On Chavtes Amebeis, we will see that the Gemara will describe that by taking away the oil, you are also minimizing from the wick as well, the flame in the wick as well, and that would be mechabe. So that's what the Gemara means, gzeira shemistapek mimenu. Amalei Abaye argued, going on to Chavav Amin Aleph, lemamar mipnei shu'af. You should also mention that it jumps, even in modern Hebrew. Lo'uf means to jump, that the fire jumps. And Rashi says that the fear actually is that since the fire jumps, and it used to catch fire on the different material in the house, it seems nevertheless they still continued to use it. Pretty risky business. But one might come to put out the fire that had been started from that flame. That's how Tosis describes in Dibra Maschil, Velema, Vihe Bol al Mamono. This is an expression we're going to have later on in Perek called Kisve, the 16th Perek, and that is the concern that when a person sees a fire, he's going to be worried about his belongings, and he's going to come Lidei Kibui. So why don't we mention this reason, asks Abaye. Answers the Gemara, Chadav Old Kamer. There are two reasons over here in our Sigma. Chadam Neshuaf. Number one, because it will jump, and he might come to extinguish. And another fear that he's going to come to take from the oil. The Gemara now tells us a terrible story that brings out that Tzri could be used as a bomb as well as flammable material. Ahi Chamsa, there was a mother-in-law, Davisniyala Lekalasa, that she hated her daughter-in-law. Amrala, she said to her, Zil Ikshit B'mishcha Da'aparsima. She recommended that she put on the oil of aparsima, which is also tzri. Azla ikshit. She went and she put on that almost like as a perfume. Ki asis, when she came, amalei zil isili shraga. She said, please bring me the flame. Azla isili shraga. She brought her the flame. In pichba nora v'achlasa. A spark jumped out from the flame. We said that the flame jumps and it burned her, it seemed, to death. It's not clear to me why the Gemara chose to say this exact story, such a tragic story, but it brings out the idea that the Tzri jumps. The Gemara continues from the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu Nun Beis. The Pasuk describes that after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the awful Nevuzradon, who was in charge of the destruction, the general who was in charge of the destruction of Eretz Yisrael and Beis Rishon, exiled all the important leaders and all the wealthy Jews. However, he left a few around to take care of the land for the Babylonian kingdom. The pasuk says, "Umidalos hearts hishunivus radon rav tabachim lekarmim uliyogvim." He left over the poor to take care of the vineyards of Eretz Yisrael and the yogvim. Karmim, of course, are the vineyards and collecting from the vineyards. And yogvim comes from the word yekev, and those are the people who are involved in squeezing. But the Gemara spells out what exactly we're talking about. Tanur of Yosef, elu malakde aparsimin. The karmim are not only for wine, but rather, even more specifically, like we mentioned, korem also has the meaning, as Rashi describes, loshin ma'asfim, people who bring together. That's what the Gemara seems to say on Peches on the Beis. And those are people to bring together this aparsim on this tree. Me'en gedi, the pasuk says, va'adra masa yogvim. Excuse me, me'en gedi va'adra masa. They would collect from En Gedi into Ramasa. Period. Yogvim, what is the word yogvim? Elu tzayodei chilazon. These are those who trap the chilazon that we know is used for the tcheles. And they would do this, mesumas shel tzur va'ad chefa, from the heights of the mountains, all the way, they would do this work until chefa. Tzur, of course, is Tyre, which is now in present-day Lebanon. In other words, going from the north of Israel down towards Haifa. The Gemara continues, Tan Rabbanan ein madlikim mitevel tamei bechol. One is not allowed to light with fruits or oil that is untithed during the week. Ve'ein tzarech lomer b'shabbos. And certainly one cannot use it for Shabbos. Now our Gemara begins to expand and to discuss other isurim of having hana from a fire. Here we're saying that tevel, untithed fruits, for some reason, one is not allowed to derive benefit even to heat up from it. Eimadlikim beneft lavam b'chol. One is not allowed to use white neft, white material, and certainly on Shabbos. The Gemara immediately spells out why this is also. Bishlema neft lavon mipneshu af. We're afraid that the fire is going to jump, and it's going to be a sakana, and as well on Shabbos, there's an added dimension that we're afraid he's going to come to put it out on Shabbos. Aval tevel tamei mai taima. What's the reason that when it comes to tevel, which is tamei, what would the problem be with that? Answers the Gemara, Amar Krah. We have the pasuk that we've quoted already in other instances, an important pasuk in Bamidbar. Vani hine nasatichas mishmeres trumasi. Hakadosh Baruch Hu in Parshas Korach gives over the mitzvah of truma, and it's described as mishmeres trumasi, given over to the Kohen. But it's in the plural. So similar to the drasha that we had on Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph, b'shtei trumas hakasa medaber. There are two trumas that the Torah is referring to: achas truma Torah v'achas truma tmeya. Some instances where the pasuk applies to truma Torah, and in other instances it applies to truma tmeya. Gemara uses on Chafei Amid Aleph to teach one halacha, and we're going to use it to teach another halacha. Ma truma tahora ein lecha ba el mishas haram avelech. Just like when it comes to truma Torah, which of course the Kohen can derive benefit from, but that's only after there has been an appropriate harama. Harama literally means to lift up, but it means a hafrasha. Af truma, which the Yisrael does. Af truma tmeya ein lecha ba el mishas harama avelech. So too, when it comes to truma tmeya, the Kohen can only get benefit from it in a way that's acceptable after the hafrasha. Therefore, when it's in the state of tevel, untithed food, where there was no hafrasha, then he cannot derive any benefit from it, and he even cannot derive benefit from its heat if it's being burnt. The Gemara continues and discusses other oils that jump as well. Gufar b'shim elazar aymer ein madlikim b'tzri. It's a type of oil that also jumps. So one is not allowed to light that on Shabbos, lest it jump and start a fire, and one come to put it out. Tzri is also the sap that comes out of the ketaf tree. And we had already learned in regards to pitch that comes out of a tree, the halacha is that one is not allowed to light with it because the wicks don't do a good job of drawing that tree. fuel source. The Gemara continues with teaching of Rabbi Yishmael in this regard. Rabbi Yishmael, Loimer kol ha'yotze me'etzei madlikim bo, anything that comes from a tree, one is not supposed to light with it, again, because it doesn't draw the oil well. Rabbi Yishmael ben Breika, Loimer Rabbi Yishmael ben Breika taught, ein madlikim ela ba'yotze min ha'pri, you could only light for Nera Shabbos with something that comes out of a pri, in other words, oil, and other things like fish oils and itron and sear and so on, those cannot be used. Rabbi Tarfon Noimer, Ein Madlikin El Hashem and Zayis Bilvad. Rabbi Tarfon says you could only use oil. Some of these shittas we've already seen in the past. Gemara continues that Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri questioned the opinion of Rabbi Tarfon. Amad Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri Al Ragla. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri stood up and he exclaimed, "Va'amar, you're going to say the only thing that's kosher is going to be Shemen Zayis Bovad?" He said, "Ma'yasu Anshei Bovel? What are the people in Bovel going to do? Shein Lahem Ela Shemen Shum Shemen. All they have is sesame seed oil. Ma'yasu Anshei Modai? And what are the Medeans going to do? Shein Lahem Shemen Egozin. They only have the oil of walnuts. Ma'yasu Anshei Alexandria? And what about the people from Alexandria? Shein Lahem Ela Shemen Snonos. They only have oil of Tznon. I'm not sure what Tznon is. Mayas Anshe Kaputkia, what are the people from Kaputkia gonna do? Shenlam lo kach velo kach el neft. The only thing they have is neft that we said earlier is, we said above that it was Asur because it jumps, at least when it comes to neft lavan. Ela, ein lecha ela masha amru chacham. Those who had introduced these new chumras, that don't apply, but rather we have what the Chacham told us, ein madlikin, umadlikin, b'shemen dogim, uve itron. And not only could we light with all the things except for the Chacham I mentioned, but one could also use fish oil and itron. Even though it comes out of pitch, nevertheless, it's going to be acceptable. The Mishnah on Chavdalet Amid Beis had told us that Rabbi Shmuel felt that itron is not kvod HaShabbos, and Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri disagrees. Despite the fact it's Reach Izra, it will still be acceptable. Shimon Shizuri Omer Madlikim Shemen Pekuas Uvaneft. Shimon Shizuri feels that Shemen Pekuas from the gourd family in the Midbar and Neft, which our Rashi on the Mishnah described is different than Neft Lavan, but is a type of oil that gives off a bad smell, that also is going to be acceptable. Sumchis Omer Kol Yotzimim Rabosar Ein Madlikim Bo. Anything that comes from flesh cannot be used, Ela B'Shemen Dogim, except for fish oil. Asks the Gemara, but the Tanna Kamma already had told us that specifically fish oil is acceptable. Sumchas Hainu Tanna Kamma, same Shita. Answers the Gemara, Yikit Nayu, Derev Bruna Amarav, Velo Misaimi. We learn on Chof Aleph Amar Aleph that Rev Bruna Amarav was on the opinion that if a person puts a little bit of shemen, so then in such a case, it will make fat that is normally pasul as a oil now acceptable, because if one puts in a little bit of olive oil, then the flame, even if the majority of the fuel is fat, will be clean, and that we don't have to worry shemiyata. Says the Gemara over here, then when it comes to shemen dogim, that will be acceptable. Is shemen dogim acceptable, explains Rashi, even when it's alone, or with shemen of zayis, with shemen of dogim, then it will be acceptable. According to the opinion that says that shemen dogim will be acceptable only if there's shemen zayis with it, it could very well be, and this is how Rashi learns, that Rav Bruna would never have suggested a little bit of shemen would work in regards to chalef. Velo misaimi, but it's not clear whether it is Sumchis that says that a little bit of shemen makes shemen dogim acceptable, or the Tanna Kamma. Now that the Gemara had mentioned kola yotze min ha'etz from Rabbi Shmuel, about 20 lines from the bottom, ein madlikim bo, the Gemara now begins a totally different teaching about the halachas of kola yotze min ha'etz, and the Gemara begins to get involved with Tuma v'Tahara by Yotze min ha'etz, products of a tree. Tanya, three lines from the bottom, Chav Vav and Aleph. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Kol ha'yotze min ha'etz, ein bo mishum shalosh shalosh. Anything that comes from a tree doesn't have the tumah of 3x3 like utensils that are mekabel tumah. They have to have a size of the width of 3x3 etzpos. If they do, then they're mekabel tumah. However, if it's a yotze min ha'etz, then they are not mekabel tumah. Umisachim bo, and therefore you could use it for schach, since it's not a davar mekabel tumah. The Gemara in Sukkah says, from the pasuk Garnchom Yikvecha, Rashi spells out the halacha is that a davar mekabel tumah can't be used for schach. This can be chutz mi pishtan. The exception being pishtan that we learn in Xeris Hakasa. We'll see it on Chav Zayin and Mebeis. That's called eitz, and therefore it's mekabel tumas nigoim, no matter how small it is. The Gemara now shows that this opinion of Rav Shimon ben Elazar that we made reference to, that only pishtan is something that's mekabel tumah, is an opinion that is echoed in other places as well. Amar Abaye, Rav Shimon ben Elazar, v'tana dever Yishmal, amru davrecha. This opinion of Rav Shimon ben Elazar is also the same opinion of tana dever Yishmal, as we're about to see. Rav Shimon ben Elazar hada amrin. The opinion of Shimon Elazar, we already said that he says that the only thing that's mekabel tumah is going to be pishtan, and kol ayotze min ha'etz would not be mekabel tumah. We see a similar sheet in Tanvei Rishmal. Tanvei Rishmal, mahi desanya the tani we learned in a brisa. Tanvei Rishmal, the teachings of Rabbi Shmuel. Hal v'nemru begodim b'torah stam. Rashi spells out beautifully that what the Gemara is saying is the following. That when it comes to Tumas Meitz, or Tumas Shratzim, the Pasuk says, O Beged O Or by Tumas Shratzim, and by Meitz, this is in Vayikra Yud Aleph, it says, V'chol Beged V'chol Kli Or. So the Torah first starts out with the Stam. Hol V'nemer Godim Stam. U'pirat L'cha Akasa Be'echamim, and then afterwards the Torah repeats itself, as Rashi spells out in Dibur HaMasel U'pirat, that there the Torah goes out of its way and then says, for example, by Nigoim, Be'beged Tzemer. It spells out Beged and Tzemer. U'pirat L'cha Akasa Be'echamim Tzemer U'pishtan. Ma'la Halon Tzemer U'pishtan. Afkol Tzemer U'pishtim. When the Torah describes a beged, it says specifically wool and flax, so it's only wool and flax that's going to become tameh, but all other things will not become tameh. Rashi, on the top of the Amud, explains that the Gemara is being mechadesh to Reb Shimon ben Elazar, who said that only pishtan will become tameh if it's yotze min ha'etz, is not only talking about yotze min ha'etz. The Gemara is now putting it together with Tanvei Rabbi Shmuel. The Tanvei Rabbi Shmuel learns that only garments that are of pishtin or tzemer are mekabel tumah. So to Rabbi Shimon Elazar says the only thing that's going to be mekabel tumah is when it comes to pishtin. Rashi explains that it must be that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is going within the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel, because otherwise why would he say that only Pishtan is Pater from a Yotze Min Ha'etz? Of course then, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar will also agree with Rabbi Shmuel, who says that Semer as well as Mekabel Tumah. The reason why Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar doesn't mention that is of course because Semer is not included in the Yotze Min Ha'etz. It doesn't come from a tree, it's wool, which comes from an animal. Rava disagrees with Abaye. He says there is a machlokis between Shimon ben Elazar and Rabbi Shmuel. Rava amar shloisha al shaloisha b'shar begodim ikabeinayim. What happens if you have 3x3 by other begodim that are not pishtim and semer? Abaye had learned that even Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar holds that they don't become tameh. However, Rava argues islay. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar islay. He holds that they become tameh. Rashi explains that Rava is medayik from the expression that turned back onto Amud Aleph, on Chavav Amud Aleph, two lines from the bottom, Kol yotze min ha'etz ein bo mishum shalosh al shalosh. Anything that comes from the tree doesn't have shalosh al shalosh. Rava understands this expression doesn't have shalosh al shalosh. That means the precise amount of 3x3 etzbos. But what happens if it has 3x3 tfachim? In such a case, then Rav Shimon ben Elazar would agree that it can become tummy. It's only that it doesn't have the shear that small of shalosh b'shalosh, which is referred to in Chazal, as referred to in Rashi over here, as the shear for aniyim. That for aniyim, even 3x3 etzbos is significant. But for ashirim, it's only 3x3 tefachim. That's going to be the opinion of Rav Shimon Lazar. Of course, l'tan d'vei Rav Shmuel, l'tan d'vei Rav Shmuel that we learned above, who said that the gzeres hakosav is that the only thing that's metame is Semeru Pishtim, so then in such a case, less late. In such a case, then he would not hold of this concept of Tuma by anything except for Semeru Pishtim. The Gemara now analyzes 10 lines from the top, maybe a little less. Dekule alma mias shalosh ha-shalosh b'tsemeru pishtim mitame b'nigoyim. Minolan. It's been a given, both according to Rabbi Shimon Lazar and Rabbi Tanvei Rabbi Shmuel, that when it comes to a beged that is 3x3, that'll be metame binigoin. What's the source? Answers Gemara Desanya. We learn in Braisa. Pasuk says binigoin beged. Ein li ela beged shalosh shalosh minayim tam loimer veha beged. The Torah Kedoshah says veha beged ki avayo no get saras. So what's the veha beged adding? That any type of shalosh or shalosh. Asks the Gemara, how do you know that Va'abega is coming to tell you 3x3 etzbos? Ve'eim ala rabo shlosha al shlosha. Maybe it's coming to tell you 3x3 tfachim. Asks the Gemara, lav kavachomeru. Isn't it kavachomer? The Pasuk also speaks about shesi v'arev. Shesi v'arev, as described in Vayikra Yukimel, the previous Pasuk was Mem Zayin, this is Nuntes. Zos Taras Nega Tzaras Bega Tzemer Opishim Oash Si Oa Arev. Si and Arev are the threads that are used to weave or sew crisscross, and if they have the potential to weave 3x3 at spos, they already become Tame. So says the Gemara, isn't it Kavachomer? Hash to Shesivar Mitame Shlosha Shosha Miboi? Do you need to say Shosha Shosha? So it must be that we're not told, the Chiddush is not coming to tell you 3x3 Tvachim, but rather 3x3 Etzbos. Says the Gemara, Iachi, if that's so, Shosha Shosha Nami Lesib Kavachomer. If you're going to say that Shesiva Arev is Mitame 3x3, and certainly, if it's woven, so then shesiv arev is metame 3x3 etzbos. So 3x3 of a beged of etzbos that is already woven or sewn is not necessary as well. So why do I need the extra pasuk of veha beged? Ella, rather, the Gemara suggests a new pshat. Really, you would only be able to learn from shesiv arev 3x3 tfachim, not 3x3 etzbos. Why? Ela shlosha al shlosha dechazu bein lashirim bein lanim asi bekavachomer. The only thing you're able to learn in kavachomer from shesiv arev is madach shesiv arev is tamei. Certainly 3x3 tfachim that is shayach for both ashirim and anim will become tamei. Shalosh al shalosh lanimu dechazim lashirim lo chazion lo asi bekavachomer. However, 3x3 etzbos, which doesn't have value or purpose for wealthy people, that we would not be able to learn out from the kavachomer. Therefore, taima de kosve kra, it's only because the Torah wrote out vehabeged to tell us that 3x3 etzbos would also become tamei, holo kosve kra, lo gamrinam bekavachomer. But if the Torah had not written it, then we wouldn't have been able to learn out the kavachomer. The Gemara asks, how do we know it comes to include 3x3 atzbos? Maybe it comes to include 3x3 tfachim. Of course, shlosha is the masculine for tfachim, and shalosh is the female for etzbos. When it comes to numbers, there, those that end with a hey are actually unlike every other thing in the Hebrew alphabet and Hebrew digduk. Shlosha is masculine. Shalosh is feminine. Ve'im al rabos shlosha al shlosha, that means 3 tfachim b'shar begadim, when it comes to shar begadim, because we said all begadim are not included in Tumah except for Tzemeru Pishtim. So how do you know that the Vaha Beged is coming to tell us that Tzemeru Pishtim is Tameh even when it's 3x3 etzbos? Maybe it's coming to tell you that 3x3 tfachim are also Tameh when it comes to shar begadim. Answers the Gemara, Amar Kra Beged Tzemeru Pishtim. The Torah comes out specifically when it comes to Nagoyim, that the halacha is that specifically wool and linen. Beged Tzemeru Pishtim, in Midi Achrini Lo. Asking Gemara, how do you know it's coming to preclude that? Ve'ema ki emirt mishalosh al shalosh. That when it's coming to preclude, other begadim are not going to become tummy, because the Torah goes out of its way to say wool and linen. Maybe it just means that they don't become tummy by 3 by 3. But maybe 3 by 3, it's both. Al shlosha, but 3 by 3. Tvachim, mitame. Then it would be mitame. Answers the Gemara, shrei miyutik. If it says two miyutim, beget semer, oh, beget pishtim. It says in Pasuk, mem zayin vabeg yevo negat saras beget semer, oh, beget pishtim. And it says as well, in Pasuk nun tes, zos toras negat saras beget semer, oh, hapishtim. So it says it twice. Schad, lemutim shalosh shalosh, want to come to preclude all begotten that are not beged and beged of tsemer pishtim for 3 by 3 finger breaths. V'chad lemutim shalosh shalosh, and a second one is coming to be teaching us that if it's 3 by 3 tfachim, it also is not mitame if it's not beged tsemer ufishtim. This Bezer Hashem concludes not an easy shakavataria of Halachos of Tumas Beged for Nigoyim, as well as our previous Amud had discussed the Halachos of those oils that are acceptable for Neiru Shabbos. And now we conclude Daf Chavav in Gemara and Pshat, and Bezer Hashem we go to Halacha section. Bezer Hashem Yisparich, our Halacha topic from Daf Chavav is the conclusion of the Sugyas of what candles one can use for Neiru Shabbos and what candles one cannot, and particularly the question of what is the status of wax candles for the night of Shabbos. Some might have noticed that there are some today who particularly use olive oil. Is there any reason not to use wax candles for the Shabbos candles? Firstly, let's begin with the halacha. The most stringent opinion of our Gemara in all of Perek Bamo Madlikin appears about 20 lines from the bottom, and that is the opinion of Rabbi Tarfin. Rabbi Tarfin says, "Ein Madlikin Ela B'Shemen Zayis Bilvad." Rabbi Tarfin says that one cannot use olive oil, anything except for olive oil. However, of course, we know that the Mishnah of Perek Bamo Madlikin does not start off that way. The Perek lists off quite a few, but a limited amount of materials that are possible, and does not relegate the mitzvah of Neiru Shabbos as specifically being related to olive oil. In Shulchan Aruch, we paskin not like Rabbi Tarfin, but like the opening lines of Perek Bamo Madlikin. In Reish Samach Dalet Gimel, the Mechara paskins, Ein Madlikin Ner L'Shabbos Ela Mishem and Hanim Shachach Rabsila, Ulefichach Ein Madlikin Bezefes V'loy V'Shava. And here the Mechaber repeats many of the things in the Mishnah on Chof Amid Beis. The status of wax candles begins in the Gemara on the bottom of Chof Amid Beis, but also relates to how you read Pshat in our Gemara on Chavav Amid Aleph. There is actually a big Machlokas Rishonim whether wax candles would be acceptable for Ner Shabbos. Rashi understands, and we follow the opinion of Rashi, Me'ikur Dedina, on the bottom of Chof Amid Beis, even though the Mishnah that we read in Bamei Madlikin and the Halacha that we quoted in Shulchan Aruch both say that wax is not acceptable. However, according to Rashi, the Gemara expressly states that it depends if the wax is being used in its liquid form or it's being used as a candle. The Gemara, look back on Chof Amid Beis, says, Mau de sema libsilos nami lochazia. I would have thought that shava is not acceptable, shava of course being wax, to be used with wicks. Kamash malon, the chidush is that it's acceptable to be used with a wick. Rashi in Dibur HaMaskil Shava describes the following. Lefisha regilin lasos kimim psila aruka. We would take a long wick and put it through. Vapsila socha. And that's how a modern candle works. Kimo shanuosin, like we do. And therefore the Gemara is only prohibiting the use of wax when the wax is not have a thread that is thread throughout the wax, but rather the thread is sitting, or more precisely, the wick is sitting on top of the wax. So then in such a case, it's not easy for the wick to draw from its fuel source. Similarly, if the wax would be melted wax, and the wick wouldn't be sitting through all of the melted area, so then as well, that is what the Mishnah is prohibiting when the Mishnah says the use of shava. From Rashi, the Gemara expressly on the bottom of Chaf Amud Beis tells us we would have a hava mina that a wax candle would be possible, kamash malon, that the Gemara is mechadish, that is acceptable. It should be noted in Simen Reish Samach Dalet, even though it does not make its way into the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef quotes that the earlier Rishonim quoted the Chachmei Narvona, who disagreed with Rashi. They said that the Gemara was telling us that what's acceptable is a candle of wax which was put into oil. So there, the wax candle itself is not what's providing the only fuel, but you also have fuel being provided by the oil as well. In fact, the Chachmei Navarner therefore hold that a regular wax candle would be possel. In Shulchan Aruch, this position is not quoted. However, the Sefer Mishkanos Yaakov, one of the early Talmidim of Volozhin, the brother of the Karen Ora, a big Lamdan and one of the big Poskim in Lithuania in the beginning of the 19th century, questioned the validity of Rashi's position based on today's daf. The Gemara Chavav and Aleph had described the Rabbi Tarfon only permitted oil, to which Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri stood up, Amad Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Biraglov. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri said, and what are the Babylonians going to do? Because all the Babylonians have when it comes to a fuel is sesame seed oil. And what are the people from Madai? That all they have is walnuts. Now, if we say, says the Mishkanos Yaakov, that wax could be used and wrapped around the candle, everybody, he claims, had wax. Everybody had animal fat that could be wrapped around the candle as a candle form. It must be that Rashi is wrong, that a simple candle form is not going to be acceptable. Rather, like the Chachmei Nervona had said, the candle, the Gemara Chafam Abeis, would be acceptable only if it would be placed in Shemen. To which Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says, but when it comes to Bavel, they don't have that Shemen. The Mishkanos Yaakov answers the question. He says, our Gemara with Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri is not a proof. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri is only responding to Rabbi Tarfon. He's saying Rabbi Tarfon is wrong. It can't be that the Jews in Bavel didn't have the mitzvah. And therefore, he says, according to Rabbi Tarfon, who says that only olive oil is going to be acceptable, that would be a problem. And the Mishkanos Yaakov says, we must say that even Rashi would agree that according to Rabbi Tarfon, a wax candle would not be acceptable. What first then emerges from our halacha shir is there most definitely are opinions that hold that a wax candle is not acceptable. Either Rabbi Tarfon holds that way only, and we don't paskin like Rabbi Tarfon, and this will be the position of Rashi as the Mishkanos Yaakov bears out, or as the Chachmei Narvona claim, the Gemara said that Shava was not acceptable. Shava with a psila was acceptable. Rashi understood that for a wax candle. The Chachmei Narvona say it only refers to a candle in oil. The Mishkanos Yaakov actually therefore concludes with a tzarech iyun. He says the Rif in a tshuva expressly stated that a ner shel shava should not be used. And the Mishkanos Yaakov then in that same tshuva that we just quoted, which can be found in the end of Orech Chaim, in his Ha'aros on the Tur Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Samach Dalet, concludes that since the Torah expressly said it was not acceptable, maybe it would be better for people to use olive oil. It could be for these above arguments. Here in Eretz Yisrael, it's quite common to see people to be being careful lighting specifically in olive oil. I did not see this hakpada from my parents in Europe, I think they did light with wax. However, it should be noted that Rav Nevin Zal says that Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal was careful to light specifically with olive oil. And I saw quoted in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman another question in regards to the wax. Even according to Rashi, we had pointed out that shava would not be acceptable if it's in a shemen type of form. It's only acceptable when it is wrapped around the wick. Rav Shlomo Zalman asked that if you look at many yahrzeit candles, for example, you'll see a thick layer of liquid on the top of the candle. If that's so then it's no longer the wax candle that Rashi had permitted, one could argue. However, it is exactly the case of shava of our Mishnah, which used as an oil type of source, where it is not wrapped around the actual candle, would not be acceptable. Maybe we can answer our great Rebbe's question by pointing out that the difference between the shava in the Gemara and the shava that Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal is describing in the yahrzeit candle is that in the case of the Mishnah, the shava was, think of a oil pan with an area for a wick to go out, and the wick was lit and the fuel was drawn by the wick from the oil. In a pan, in an oil pan, whether it is oil or whether it was wax that was used, the wick doesn't reach parallel to every part of the fuel source. Rather, it draws from the fuel source. In contrast to a wax candle, the wax is wrapped around every inch of the wick, and the wick is parallel to every inch of the wax. In contrast to the case of a dish that is used as an oil lamp, there the wick is not parallel to all of the oil, or in the case that we've been discussing, all of the wax. Hence, it's true that even when it comes to yahrzeit candle, there are times that the entire top area, first 2 or 3 centimeters, are entirely liquid. Nevertheless, there's never a gap between the wick and the wax. In contrast to the chashash of Chazal, is when there was a gap between the wick and the wax, where the wick had to draw from the wax, and there wax is not as easily drawn as oil. Either way, at the end of the day, there are some who machmer to have oil, not because we passing like Rabbi Tarfon, but rather because of the concern of the Chachmei Nervona, possibly the concern of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, as well as the concern of the Mishkanis Yaakov. But should be emphasized that what I saw from my grandparents from Europe is that wax candles were used. This Bezer Hashem concludes the Halacha section of Daf Chav Vav.